Hudson is a border community where some bars are actively promoting themselves to neighboring Minnesotans upset with the Gopher State's ban on smoking. Doyle says he's heard the stories of the angry smokers and from others supporting the proposed ban on smoking in bars.
I had several students come up to me today for who are university students, where frankly one of the best jobs you can get if you're going to school, given the hours and the money, is waiting on tables or working at a bar. And people shouldn't have to be exposed to smoke as a condition of their employment.
On Tuesday, the Senate Health Committee gave bars a two-year dispensation from the indoor smoking ban. Doyle disagrees.
If I can get a ban on my desk that has some very modest lead time, I'm interested in that. Not going to say no to it, but I think what the Senate committee did yesterday was moving in the wrong direction.
Doyle declined to criticize the Tavern League, a longtime source of support for rural Democrats. He thinks bar owners are not universally opposed to the smoking ban.
More and more tavern owners are understanding where this is headed and are just coming to realize it's going to happen, and they may as well get on with it.
From New Richmond, I'm Jeff Peterson for the Wisconsin Radio Network.